Hi, this is Steve Barish and the Healing Hour. I just wanted to say hello to everybody. Dr. Fred last night and I had a wonderful time. So what I wanted to do was talk a little bit about the planets we've been talking about last night and today. It's very interesting. The planet X is coming in 2012. We were discussing last night about Planet X, and what is happening basically is that Planet X itself comes around every 3,600 years. It was discovered by the Sumerians at that particular time, and it's very interesting to note that the Sumerians themselves, as ancient as they were so well equipped to understand about our planets. The planets were very, very interesting at the time. There was a lot of planets that needed a lot of attention because we had nine and now there's 12. So it's very interesting that Nibiru, which is the name of the planet right now, it's coming in 2012. Planet X is really, really interesting. However, we'll get back to that in a couple minutes. What I needed to talk about was basically, I wanted to continue with the meditation that we were working on last week. We're doing a lot of work with the meditation on love, harmony, and I would like to continue with that as long as I possibly can and to be able to heal a lot of people tonight. So if there's anybody that needs some help, please don't hesitate in giving us a call here. That's what I'm all about, and we've been having a lot of good sessions with a lot of wonderful people that have been calling from all over the world. So if you feel like a healing, if you need some help, please don't hesitate to give me a call. We have a lot of fun on the radio here, and some people stay on as long as 10 or 15 minutes or however long it takes to get everything done that we need to do. So anybody that needs anything, please don't hesitate to call. The path, we have a path that we usually flow on. And in the Torah, the five books of Moses, or in the New Testament, you'll find that being on the path is not so difficult to do. What we need to do to be on the path instead of going to the left and the right is keeping things very simple. The idea of this is actually to keep it as low-key as you possibly can. The simpler, the better. The more profound we look at things, the less we know. It's given to us in a way to keep things very simple and to be sure that we learn from the simplicity, because the simplicity of it all is where all the truth is. To be profound, to look at things in a profound way is nice, but to keep it simple is very, very, actually very holy. I know that... Hello?
Hello there, Steve.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Brian.
Yes, Brian. What can I help you with?
Yeah, I was wanting to know if you could take a look at my energy field and if there's any blockages that I have. I'm going into learning to channel.
Okay.
And if there's anything that I need, any blockages that you see, if you could help relieve that.
Sure, we can work on that. Let's take a look here and see what we have. First of all, I'm going to open up your heart a little bit more. Okay. What we need to do is that you're very condensed. You're free. You're not as free a spirit as what you should be. In other words, your heart is not open. It's very condensed. Did you follow what I'm saying to you?
In a way, yes.
Okay. What you need to do is allow yourself to let go. So what we're going to do... Okay, let's look at it this way. I'm going to start opening your heart more. What we're going to do is open up your chakras. I want you to relax. and unwind. We were just talking about this a minute ago. The more profound we are, the less we're going to open up. It's almost like a baby tree, a baby oak. You can have a tree that's 6 inches, and when a hurricane starts, it'll bend and won't break. But a big oak can actually just fall apart. So we want to be like that little tree. And what you need to do is allow yourself just to relax. So what I want you to do is just open your heart. That's it. Allow yourself to be free. There's a lot of black coming out of you right now. Just pouring out of you. Can you feel it? Can you see it?
Yeah. I can feel heat coming out of my heart.
Yes. What we're doing is opening you up. If that's what you want to do,
yes.
Then that's what we're going to help you with. But what I want to do is to be able to clear all the black energy out of your body as much as I possibly can.
Okay.
So what we're doing is tuning into you. You should be able to feel yourself starting to open up as we speak. Can you feel yourself getting bigger?
Yes.
Good. God does not want us to work hard at this. It's
very
profoundly
simple.
It's very profound. To let go, it's more profound to let go and keep it simple,
yes,
than to be profound and lose your way. Okay, I'm just hoping. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Let me grab one here.
Please get it. I'll give you a sing that God gave me.
Okay.
I'll give you a few sayings here. Learn from the opportunity of being with me.
Opportunity.
Learn from the opportunity of being with me. You let me know when you're ready.
Of being
with me.
With.
Have peace in your heart.
Have peace in
your heart.
Heart. Okay.
Excuse me?
Yes.
You got it down? Okay. Let your heart soar. So in other words, what we're talking about is soaring with the eagles. Soaring
heart.
With the angels.
Yes.
Okay. The other one is, once you are on your path, you're going to be on your path before we hang up tonight. You're going to be very, 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 very balanced. Once you are on your path,
yes,
and you have a connection to God,
yes,
you have freedom from choice.
Yes.
As opposed to freedom of choice. Did you understand what I'm saying? In other words, once you have a connection and you're on your path, you don't have to have a choice. The choice is already made for you. God will speak to you. Your intuition will take over.
There's no judgment or justification. It just is.
Pardon me?
It's like there's no justification. There's
right.
No judgment. It
there's
just
no
is.
Judgment.
Yes.
There's no comprehension. And try not to understand a thing.
Yes, I understand. Just be with it.
Right,
yeah.
Because once you're talking, we're talking about the wisdom of the ages.
Yes.
We're talking about God. We're talking about light. The best way to condense yourself out of being condensed is to let it go.
Yes.
So what happened was, is that what you're doing is wonderful. I think that you've done a tremendous amount of work. The idea of it is to let it go.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Good. So,
I wanted to ask you...
Pardon me?
I wanted to ask you one other question real
sure.
quick. When I'm meditating, I'm starting to feel a very strong quickening, like a pull of my body, like a twirling. My head spinning, spinning, spinning. My body spinning, spinning, spinning.
Right.
And I was wondering, what is this? What is
I think what you're trying to do is to control your meditation.
So just let it go then.
Let it go. Let
okay.
Absolutely let everything go.
Okay.
Okay? It's not necessary to even think. What we need to do is learn not to think.
So it's just staying in the silence.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, the voice of silence is the most powerful voice on the planet. And that will never lead you wrong. I think you've heard me talk about that once or twice.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So what we're doing is that we're clearing you as fast as I possibly can without hurting you.
Yes, I understand.
So what we're doing is right now is I'm looking at your whole body, and the chakras are behind a fog. So what I want to do is make sure before you leave tonight that that fog is gone. I think that's part of the twirling you're talking about.
Yes.
And what I'm going to do is I'm making a connection with you, a very strong connection, and I'm starting to lighten up your heart. So what I need you to do is just let go and don't even think. Allow yourself just to be. Let your mind go. Let everything that is, is. Don't try to control anything. Just let the control go. There is another control that you're looking for, and that control is a spiritual control. So the more you let go, the more you realize is that there's no need to control it all. Okay, I want you to take in a couple breaths, and I want you to say as you're taking in, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
That's it. Do it with love. That's it. Just clear your lungs out. Boy, are you clearing yourself. I breathe in the breath of God.
I'm breathing in the breath of God.
Yes. Be gentle with yourself. Don't be hard. You're too hard on yourself. That's it. Good. Lighten yourself up. Lighten your load. You're doing great. Listen to what I'm doing here. I'm being gentle like a warm summer breeze. You don't have to work so hard at it. That's it. Just free yourself up from thinking. You're doing great. You've got so much coming out of you and pouring out of you. Just by being gentle with yourself, you're allowing yourself to release. That's all it takes, is to be gentle. How does that feel to you?
Much lighter.
Yes.
Much lighter.
Well, you have a lot of darkness in you, so we're still clearing.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that you're clear before we get off the radio this evening. I don't want to leave you halfway. We're going to clear you, so... And if anybody else is listening, please follow what we're doing here. it's very important to realize that we really love each other. And whatever we can do to universally help each other, that's what life is all about. There's no disconnection from anybody. We're all connected together. We all have the same vibration. Some of us have a little bit more. Some of us have a little bit less. But we still have the same kind of blood flowing in our system. So it's
all good. Oh, it feels so good.
Yes. Yes.
It feels just like being wrapped in light.
Yes,
so wonderful,
Steve. That's exactly where you're being. There's a tremendous amount of light on the outside of you.
I can truly feel this. Yes.
Good. What we're doing is putting that light inside of you. That's why we're opening up your heart from the inside and allowing all this energy to flow to the outside.
I never realize when one really starts to let go how much love and how much light really feels around the body.
You bet.
Man, you're right.
You bet.
Man.
We need to allow ourselves to cry. We need to allow ourselves to feel the energy. We need to allow ourselves to feel what we're saying. So, and in other words, we're in the moment.
Yes. It's not a memory of the past or anticipation of the future.
Right.
All the power comes from now.
All the power comes from within us.
Yes.
We are the spark of God, and we are God.
Yes.
That's the beautiful part. So you're opening up very nicely. Oh, here we go. There you go. How does that feel?
Oh, much lighter.
Do you feel how light you are?
Yes, I do. It feels like a great laughter. Just
right, that's what you need to do. You need to laugh. You need to allow yourself to be.
Yes.
Just write down the word, just be.
Just be. Yes.
And the biggest thing of all, please, whatever you do, be compassionate with yourself.
Yes.
And be gentle.
Yes.
Okay? There's an old Tibetan saying, the oxen is slow, but the earth is patient.
Yes.
And we are from Mother Earth. No matter how we look at it, we're not from Planet X. We're from Mother Earth.
Yes.
So what we need to do is to allow ourselves to laugh.
Yes.
Don't work so hard. Energy is not hard.
It's tough sometimes with social conditioning.
Well, it's
but it feels good to relax.
Yeah, it's only tough when we make it tough.
That's true. It always comes down to choice.
Right. It always comes down to choices.
Yes.
Your heart's really opening. Your mind's open. Now, where are you calling from, may I ask?
Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I want you to do, so you'll have an idea of the amount of strength that you have around your body right now.
Yeah.
I want you to hold out your hand like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
Okay, so you hold it out there.
What I'm going to do
is take my hand, my right hand, and I'm going to just put it out towards your hand. You should be able to feel that energy right now as I'm pressing towards your hand. Can you feel that?
You mean this open palm facing out?
No. Just your fingertips.
Oh, my fingertips. Okay.
Open palm is... That's cheating.
Okay.
I want you to feel it. Can you feel like a magnet reaching out to you?
That may be a gentle hair. Hold on.
Yeah. Can you feel that? Just hold your hand.
I can feel the fingertips are starting to tingle.
Good. That's because what I'm doing is I'm just taking my hand and I'm looking at your fingertips and I'm sending energy to them.
So I want
you to know that your aura that you think is only about a foot in front of you is actually eternal.
Yes, I know that.
Most people think the aura, you know, you only have an inch of aura, you know, the big, and it's wrong. It goes right to heaven.
Yes.
So what we need to do is to allow ourselves the ability to let go. And you'll have tremendous energy. Now what I'm doing is, right in front of you, there is a pillar of light coming down to you. It's about a foot away from your face. So what I would like you to do is take your right hand and very slowly move it into that pillar of light. Actually, if you want, take both hands and move it right into the pillar of light. You'll feel pure white light. It'll be very warm to you when you put your hands out right in front of you, about a foot in front of you. Feel that? Just that's it. How does that feel to you?
Now I can feel it.
Good. How does that feel?
Now the whole hand tingles.
Yes. Put your other hand in there.
Let me switch hands.
No. Open both hands and just put it in there.
I have to hold one hand up with the phone, my friend.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I didn't think of that. How does that feel on you?
Yes, but it feels good. I can feel it.
Yes. Do you feel the warmth?
It's a warming, tingling sensation.
Yes. It's about, let me see, the light would be about 4 inches around. It's not very big, but it is light from heaven. I'm looking right at it. There's a pair of hands coming from heaven, and they're moving across this light. So that's what you're receiving right from heaven right now. How does that feel to you?
It feels wonderful. I can feel the crown on top of the head.
Good.
I can feel that now.
Good.
I'm ultra sensitive. I can really feel these things.
That's wonderful. What I'm trying to do is let you know that all this is very simple. The more simple, the more profound.
Yes, I understand that.
Because you don't want to start with profound. You want to start with simple.
Yes.
It becomes profound without even knowing it's profound.
Mm.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Mm.
Okay, let's just... Oh, God, you look so much better. All right, I'm going to take my hand and I'm going to press in. Not very hard.
All right.
But you should be able to feel that in your heart area right now. I'm sending you a lot of love and light and harmony and compassion right from heaven. How does that feel to you?
It's wonderful, dear.
Good.
Dear friend.
That's what it's all about, my friend.
Yeah.
That's what all this is about. So it shouldn't be difficult to do now. Mm-hmm. Just keep it extremely simple. Do you have your pencil and paper there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'll give you a couple more sayings. I'm going to have a book. I'm going to be writing a book on all my sayings I received.
you guys will have
a lot of fun with it. The truth to me.
The truth
to
me.
Is very profound.
Is very profound. Okay.
Truth to me is very profound.
Got that.
Okay, you got it?
Yes.
Okay. The next one is, I open my heart.
I open my heart.
To everything.
To everything
that is wonderful,
that
is
wonderful.
Okay. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness.
I glow
in my own
aperture
of loveliness.
Loveliness.
Not limited.
Not limited.
I glow in my own aperture.
Okay.
I glow in my own aperture of loveliness.
I glow in my own aperture.
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 Of loveliness.
Of loveliness, yes.
Not limited. To Mother Earth.
To Mother Earth.
What that means is that if you were able to see all the cells in your body, each cell has got a universe all of its own.
Yes, it's like saying we are our own center of the universe.
We are our own center of the universe.
The universe, yes, I understand.
So when I opened up to the universe one day, I was allowed to go into one of my cells. I was invited, and I saw the entire universe in this one cell.
Oh, wow.
And I started to realize that God is showing me that the universe is within this precious cell that's within my body that dies every couple seconds.
I understand.
Okay, because there's 2 trillion cells in the body, so...
Yes.
The amazing part of it is that it's yours.
Yes. Part of the infinite.
Part of the infinite.
Part of the infinite.
You don't want to get lost in the infinite.
That's right, I do.
It's okay to get lost because you always come back.
That's true.
You'll always come back. I know that when I meditated one time, I went out through the backside of my heart and was out there for 8 years.
Wow.
In the universe. So, you know, you just need to take your time and learn all this stuff.
And be grounded also.
And being grounded also at the same time. So you're working with heavenly light even when you do things that are important for you.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. It's really, really important to understand that all this energy is from God. Everything is pure.
Mm. I like that.
Okay. Everything that God makes is pure.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
I want to say thank you so much, my friend.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm glad I could help you. So how do you feel? You should be able to feel a lot more energy now.
Yes.
Whatever,
a lot more lifted up. Yes.
Right. Whatever gift you have, it will come to you. It will open up to you. Okay? So it's very important whether you want to channel. I don't like the word channel, by the way.
Okay.
The reason I don't like channeling is because you have the ability to tune right into God.
Yeah.
Channeling, you're channeling something else. You're not channeling what you should be channeling.
Oh, I see.
You follow what I'm saying? So channeling is not really a good idea. The best idea is just to be open to receive.
I understand now.
Okay, channeling is a word that's, I don't know, it's too confining.
Yeah, I heard you
say. It's just too confining. You're not giving yourself the opportunity.
It seems limited.
Right.
I see.
You want to be unlimited.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. And also remember.
Yeah.
And then we got to go, is your connection to God. You have to remember that you want freedom from choice.
Mm.
Okay? And that's when you're connected to God totally. And you're walking on your path. You're going to be connected that way now. Because that pillar of light is actually on top of your head right now.
Oh, I see.
Can you feel that going through your feet right now?
Yes, I can.
Good.
Yeah.
What you're doing is making a connection right to the center of the earth. So... what you're doing is that not only are you connected to the center of the earth, but you're connected all the way to heaven all at the same time.
Mm, I see.
So you're way ahead of the game.
Why? For all the work that you do, my friend, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. God bless you, and thank you. You can give me a call anytime.
Okay.
Okay. You've got my phone number. I've given everybody my phone number for. My cell phone is 585-746-8321.
585.
So if you need some...
Okay.
585-746-8321. Now, I do charge, you know, if you call me, because I, you know, it's the way I make money, so I'm trying to help as many people as I possibly can, but you're doing great.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day, Steve.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Be well, my friend. So anyhow, that's how we connect to the energy, to heaven. We need to be extremely gentle with ourselves. The only way of being connected to heaven is being where you just be gentle with yourself. It's so important, and it's so wonderful to be able to be gentle. It's the way to everything that we need to do. So just be as gentle as you can with yourself, and to be as compassionate with yourself. I think it's really, really important. If anybody was on the radio last night, listening to Dr. Fred Bell, we were discussing a lot about Nibiru, which is the planet, which is the 10th planet, and we were really talking it up pretty good. What we need to do, is there anybody else out there that might need some help this evening? Please give us a call. You've got the phone numbers out there, and I'm more than happy to help you at anything that you want in any way that I can help you. So if that's all we can do for you, that's an awful lot, and I'm willing to do that as much as I can. Let's start with what we were talking about last night on the Dr. Fred show. Dr. Fred is going to have a lot of different people on that have studied the planets, and especially the planet that we're discussing, which is a gigantic planet, which is 5 times the size of the Earth. And I think what we need to do is to understand that Pluto, which was found in 1930, it's really amazing that it was just found in 1930 when the Sumerians knew about it 6,000 years ago. Now, we're not sure exactly what happened with Nibiru, but the planet itself, that's the name of it, was discovered by the Sumerians actually 6,000 years ago. It does have quite a gigantic interlude in terms of coming very close to Mother Earth. It's coming through at every 3,600 years, like I said. The energy of it is so powerful that the last time it came through, there was a time when Moses was alive, Jesus was alive, and they were performing miracles. So the energy that was really, really that strong is starting to come through now. What we're finding out is that the actual planet itself is going to be here by the year 12. In other words, it's by the Mayan calendar, which is really, really incredible to think about. The diagram of the planet itself is quite interesting. As I say, it's quite big. It's gigantic. And it's really incredible. I don't want to give away too... Hello?
Hi, Steve?
Yes?
How are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Steve, the reason why I'm calling this evening is I've been wearing a receptor here since about the first part of February, and I just kind of curious if you could give me a scan and see what you see.
When's the last time you washed it?
Pardon me?
When's the last time you washed it?
I think it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you want to wash it every day.
Every day, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of radiation on the planet. We're starting to receive a lot of it.
Okay.
And that has to be washed off every day to clean off the radiation of itself.
Okay.
Okay.
Just regular tap water over it, you know.
Yes. Do me a favor. Go wash it now, and I'll wait for a second, and then we'll put that back on and see what happens.
Okay.
I'll wait for you. Okay, very good. Yeah, it's changing your energy again. That's good. You're
okay,
becoming lighter.
I didn't realize. I guess I didn't realize you had to do that daily.
Well, a lot of people don't, and I'm glad that you called. That should be washed daily.
Okay.
Your stone could be changed.
Okay. When's
the, what, how, you've had this for a while?
Well, I've had it since February.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you that, you know, I kind of got the escort model of them, but just try it out, you know.
Right.
I got the zircon stone in there right now.
No, you don't want a zircon in there. You don't want a zircon in there. Let me take a look on my chart here. I can tell you what stone to put in there real quick. No, no, yes. What you're going to need is either a ruby or a garnet.
That's my birthstone.
Is that your birthstone?
Yeah, the ruby is.
That's a good one. I'll tell you what it does. It's high energy boost. Pituitary and adrenals. So in other words, pituitary.
Yeah.
So I think would really, really help you a lot.
You know what? That's my fault. I was going to go with that right off the get-go, and I should have.
Usually, what you need to do is go by your intuition.
Yeah.
If your intuition says ruby, don't change it.
Yeah. Then I.
That's the voice. That's your inner voice telling.
I know. I went against it, and then I thought about. Then I thought too much about it. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a? Do you have a silver receptor?
Pardon me?
Do you have a silver receptor, a nuclear receptor, or a super receptor, whatever you call it?
The no, it's not the updated one. I guess it is the. It's just the nuclear receptor.
Yes, that's correct. But is it silver? Is it gold?
It's gold plated. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What you want to do is. Is it silver underneath and gold-plated, or
yes.
Is it the one for $180 or whatever it is?
Right, it's one for a couple hundred there.
Okay. What you want to do is upgrade it.
Okay.
The energy that's coming through now is extremely powerful, and the silver one will start, not that it hasn't been doing it, but you're starting to clear an awful lot. Now, what I'm going to do is help you clear. I need you to take off that necklace for a minute, please.
Okay, one second. Okay.
Okay, what I'm going to do is put ruby energy around you. And you should be able to feel yourself clearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Good. Do you feel yourself becoming lighter and whiter in energy?
Yeah, I just had a...
Good.
I just had a little zap of light here.
Right. Now, what I'm going to do is ask you to put on that necklace. You'll never wear it again. Just put it on top of your head. Can you feel it?
Almost like, yeah.
Yeah. Now take it off because your energy is going down. Okay, get yourself, if you can afford it, get yourself a super receptor made of solid silver. Because your DNA wants to change. And what we're going to do, we're going to work on that tonight. I'm going to change your DNA and RNA right on the program here.
Well, it's been going through my head a lot lately, too. Okay.
Okay, you should be able to feel yourself becoming grounded right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can feel that.
Good, good. Everything's being cleansed in your body right now.
Yeah, so everything's tingling. Matter of
yes.
fact, hair is standing up on my hair.
Good, good. Okay, your mind is starting to become very clear. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Your voice is changing, so I know it's working because it's becoming deeper. Please do order yourself a super receptor. I think they're about $700 or $800 with a ruby in it.
Okay.
And that's what you need. Now your feet should be tingling, and you should also.
Yeah,
do you have vision?
Pardon me?
Do you have vision? Can you see things?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I guess not on, you know, the spur of the moment.
Okay,
but,
what I need you to do, I want you to take a look down through the center of your feet. You should be able to see a ball of light right in the center of the earth. Can you see that? Let go. You're thinking too hard. Let go. Can you see the energy now?
Yes.
Good. How does that feel to you?
Do I got to come back? No, I'm just kidding.
How does that feel? Does it feel very smooth?
Yes.
Good. You're connected to Mother Earth, and you're connected to heaven totally right now. You are balanced on your path. How does that feel?
Yeah, big tingles there. Wow.
Good.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How does that feel?
Wonderful.
Good.
Thank heaven.
Good. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's exactly how it should be feeling. Terrific.
Boy, you really cleared out my,
Really clear out what now?
Well, talk about being in the now.
Excuse me?
I said talk about being in the now.
Yes. You're going to be right there.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Yes.
There.
Good. No, that's terrific. Now, what you can do is this. You'll be able to walk into somebody's energy field and change your life forever without them even knowing it or without you even knowing it. Your aura is out in heaven.
I already know I do that to people at times. But.
Well, it's going to be instantaneous now. You won't even have to think about it. How's that?
Super.
Okay. You don't want to work hard at this. You just want to keep it as simple as you possibly can.
And I have really tried to learn to do that, so.
Be gentle with yourself, okay?
Yes.
You're too hard on yourself.
Yeah, well, I do work a lot, I realize that, but.
Be gentle and be very compassionate with yourself. When you're compassionate with yourself, you'll be compassionate with others. Man, you feel great.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good here.
Good. Terrific. Oof. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, Steve, how about that, so you don't think I should even wear this other receptor then anymore, huh?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think what you need to do is get yourself a silver receptor. You can for the time being. The only problem is it's going to bring your energy down right now.
Okay.
Okay, you need a solid silver receptor, and you need a ruby. I would call.
The girl in the office.
Yes, you want to call Mikkel.
Yeah, she's really nice.
She's a sweetie pie. She's a real dear friend, too. She's a wonderful human being. And
okay.
There's another fellow there called Bijan.
Okay.
And he'll help you, too.
Okay.
Super, okay?
Steve. Yep, you have yourself a good night.
You too, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless. It's so nice working with people and opening them up. It's so wonderful to do. If anybody else is out there, it seems like maybe I shouldn't be talking about the planets. I should be talking more about energy. The idea of energy is to be able to help yourself and keep yourself as smooth on the path as you possibly can. If you're having problems staying on your path, please call me and we'll rebalance you, not a problem. The wonderful thing about Dr. Bell is that his equipment is so good. We were talking about that last night about the super receptor, the new receptor that he's made. Hello?
Yeah, Steve, it's Fred.
Oh, Fred, hi!
How you doing, man? I just heard. That was a good healing you just did there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that reference to, this is one of the things, what you covered, a really important subject there, because when people like that gentleman you just healed,
yes,
or actually healed himself, but you directed it, when they wear those lesser receptors,
yes,
they after they reach a certain frequency, they're useless.
That's right.
Yeah, they're
that's exactly right.
Go on to the silver or the gold ones.
That's right. He's going to call Monday and order a super receptor from Mikkel or Bijan.
Yeah, and what I always recommend is that people that do that is that they take the one they had on and they find somebody that doesn't have much money or anything.
Wonderful.
And give the one that they've been wearing away as a gift because that completes the karma of that receptor.
Oh, wonderful. For anybody's information, this is Dr. Fred Bell that's speaking to me now.
Yeah.
And he's... That's wonderful, Fred. Thank you for telling me that. That's fabulous.
Yeah, I was talking to Don Newsom, you know, about, because I was sending my Tonight Show up there, my can show, and then I heard you on the air, and somebody actually called in, got the guy there, and so I said, you know what, I'm sitting right here by the thing, so I listened to you for a few minutes, and so I just get in there and acknowledge the fact that that's exactly what your people should do with this, you know, is get rid of those less expensive ones.
Yes.
Give them away to somebody in their family or
wonderful.
Whatever.
Wonderful.
All right, I'll get off. I don't want to block your show.
Fred, wonderful. Love you, pal.
Talk to you in a bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anyhow, that was Dr. Fred Bell, the gentleman that has all the nuclear receptors and the projectors, and he's a wonderful man, and he's done tremendous work with everything, and I'm really proud to be his friend. But anyhow, if anybody needs a healing, any kind of work, please don't hesitate to call. I'm willing to help you as much as I can. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Steve.
Hi, dear.
Hi, darling. You worked on me last week on my lower back.
Yes.
And it is 100% better.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, darling, you have no idea the pain I was in. I would just let out a scream in adversity.
Really? I'm so glad you called and we can do some healing on you.
Oh, bless your heart. I was wondering if you might do just a tiny smidge of some follow-up healing.
Whatever you want me to do, sweetheart, what would you like me to do?
Whatever you feel would be appropriate.
I'm opening your heart right now.
Thank you.
You should be able to feel that down at the bottom of your legs already. Can you feel that?
I can feel the bottom of my feet buzzing.
Good, sweetheart. Good, good, good. Oh, that feels so good. Wow, you're so connected now.
I am.
Oh, my
Thanks
goodness
you.
Gracious. You're so connected, honey. It feels so good. That feels wonderful. That feels absolutely marvelous.
I've had a marvelous week, thanks to you.
I am so glad. I'm so glad that you feel better, that we were able to heal you last week. It's wonderful to have that kind of a connection with you.
I am not kidding. The pain I was in, I couldn't even walk.
I am so glad that you're walking now.
And now I don't even have a smidge. It is a miracle.
You're the miracle.
You're the miracle. You're the love light, glorious miracle in my life.
Can I ask you a question, sweetheart? Do you
yeah.
have a nuclear receptor?
No, I don't.
I think you could have one. If you wanted to get one. I think that would keep you from harm's way.
I would appreciate that.
If you want to call Bijan, do you have a pen and paper,
yes,
honey?
Right in my hand.
Okay. Call Bijan or Mikkel. Tell them that Steve Barrett, they know me very well. That was Dr. Fred was on the phone a couple minutes ago. It's 1-800-729-2603. And you want to get a pink sapphire.
A pink sapphire.
I just want to go over this chart once. No, 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 no. Yes. No, 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 no. Yes, you want to get a pink sapphire or pink tourmaline. What that will do is induce the balance. It's good for the heart, the gonads, the endocrine system, which are the endocrine glands. And spleen and pituitary, they all come, They all do the same thing. The pink tourmaline, the pink sapphire, and kunzite will all do the same thing. They're all good for emotional balancing. And I think you're very well balanced now, honey. After the work, I'm amazed to see how balanced you are.
Isn't it awesome?
It's just absolutely wonderful.
I know it. I know.
It's fabulous. You know, I work on thousands of people, and I have them calling from around the world, and they all become very balanced, and they stay that way. And the amazing thing is you're completely balanced, honey.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
You are such a sweetie pie. You called me last week. I remember talking to you.
You remember? And my little dog, because I was lifting my little dog. And
how's your doggy doing?
She's not doing very well.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. She's rather old.
I had to put her in a brace.
I remember that.
Because her cruciate ligaments have
torn. I remember that. Well, dear, thank you so much for calling.
I had to call and just let you know what a fabulous miracle working healer you are.
Oh, you are such a sweetheart to tell me that I'm a miracle worker.
You are. What a difference you made in my life. Well, you could feel, you know.
Thank you.
You know, it's. I'm speaking the truth. It's.
Well, I'll tell you why about this nuclear receptor that I wanted you to buy, honey. It's very good for the DNA and the RNA and clearing any kind of negativity that might be coming in, either from our planet or from everyday constant bombardment of chemicals and different things of that nature, and that'll keep you clean, honey.
Oh, I so appreciate that.
So call Dr. Fred and speak to either Mikkel or
Bijan,
and they'll help you out, honey. It's not that expensive. I think they're about $600 or $700, but if you can afford that, honey, please buy one. I think you'll find it'll change your life.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being there for all of us.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. It's such a pleasure having people calling in, and just remember to be gentle with yourself, sweetie.
Thank you. I need that reminder.
Yes. Just be gentle and always know that I'm here for you if you need some help.
Bless your heart.
Bless you too, sweetheart.
Thank you, darling. You have a lovely weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The other thing is that with this amount of energy that's coming in from heaven and also from the planets, we need to be able to assimilate that energy. The best way to do that would be to stay completely balanced. Now, I'm putting a lot of energy out there to all of our listeners that you should become balanced instantaneously as you're listening to this program, which a lot of you are, because I can feel that happening right now. If you can, if you have the money, and if you don't have the money, please give it a call. This is the time to buy those nuclear receptors, because we're going to need them from this time on. You can't imagine the energy that's going to be coming in. And if you need me to tell you what kind of stone to use, please don't hesitate to ask me. This is not a toy. This is a real, real working piece of equipment. It's gorgeous to wear. It's beautiful to look at. It's just magnificent. So I've been wearing one for about 9 years. I first bought a solid silver one. Now I'm wearing one that's 18 karat gold, and it's got the duvet. It's got platinum and diamonds in it. It's a diamond in the center. And you don't need that for quite some time. Hello? Okay. But what we need to do is, please, it's a time to be wearing these. It'll really help you tremendously in terms of your energy. It is absolutely magnificent to use. It's gorgeous to look at, and it just really, really works. I can't tell you how important it is right now in our life, in this time, to have that kind of necklace on. I don't go out without it. Sometimes I don't wear it, but most of the times I do. And I think it's very important to realize that I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't think it's real, and it is really real. It really works, and it does a beautiful job. So anyhow, on that note, let's get back to some healing. If anybody out there needs some healing, please give me a phone call. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. I'm trying to induce balancing on everybody that's listening to the program through a meditative state that I'm in right now. So if you feel like you're becoming balanced, you are becoming balanced. And we'd love to do this work. And also on the Dr. Fred Show coming up, we're going to be discussing the planets, and especially the 10th planet or the 12th planet, whichever one you're looking at. But it's called Planet X, which is the 10th planet. And we're going to be having a lot of different people on his show discussing it. And I think you'll find that very, very interesting. You'll have to forgive me this evening. I'm in such a meditative state. Evidently, there's a lot of people that need a lot of good energy out there. So I really can't talk about the planet program as much as I would like to. But I'm really putting out a lot of energy to balance out a lot of people before I leave the show tonight. I have about 2 more minutes to go, so I'm really focusing. And I wanted to thank Dr. Bell, and I want to thank Dr. Valerie, and I want to thank all my friends that have supported me and trying to keep me balanced as much as I possibly can, to keep you balanced as much as I possibly can. And you take care. Love all you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.